Hello, and welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is a professor from the Biological and Environmental Sciences. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dustin Siegel. I'm a professor in the biology department at Southeast Missouri State University. I guess it's the Department of Biological and Environmental Sciences now. We had a name change last year. So yeah, a little bit different, but pretty much the same thing. We just merged departments together. But I mainly teach upper division physiology, histology, and herpetology courses. And I've been here since 2011, so 15 years.
Okay, well, welcome into the studio. Speaking of herpetology, you're doing some research right now, from my understanding?
Yeah, we pretty much have had research going on here since I got to SEMO, and a variety of projects. So right now, we have two major projects going on. One of them's probably more interesting. One of them's more of kind of a pet project of mine. But
okay.
One of them we're doing in kind of collaboration with some other institutes and people in Florida Fish and Game. So most people have heard of things like the python introduction down in Florida, because
mm-hmm.
the pythons are kind of in the Everglades and starting to expand out of the Everglades and taking over and eating all the native animals and whatnot. And so
right.
people want to eradicate them. They spent millions of dollars trying to figure out how to eradicate pythons. Nothing's pretty much working very well, but they're kind of got good containment plans on them now to keep them in the Everglades. But what's weird is like Southern Florida is like a hotbed for all sorts of introduced stuff. So pythons mm-hmm. aren't the only problem. There's also these big tegu lizards, Argentina tegus from South America.
Right.
And they're pretty big, maybe 3 feet long if you measured all the way to their snout to their tail.
Mm-hmm.
And they're eating everything too. Pretty much any native vertebrate that they can fit in their mouth, they pretty much eat. So they're trying to eradicate those as well. But when you have these invasive species like this, they make really neat ecological models to kind of track how invasive organisms move into and adapt to new environments
right.
That are different from their native range. So one of the things we're doing is we're kind of studying their reproductive biology in a non-native range. So right now we've been getting tegus in. We got two shipments in so far. Basically, they're killing them down in Florida because they're trying to eradicate them. My buddy from St. Louis that works at their farm college drove down to Florida to pick them up. So I go up to St. Louis every once in a while and pick up a load,
mm-hmm.
bring them down here. Students are cutting them open and dissecting them. They stink really bad. The whole lab's been stinking for like a couple months now,
mm-hmm.
which I'm a little disappointed in, but it's okay. But I have the students do that because I don't want it to get smelly stuff all over myself anymore.
Right.
But yeah, students are taking out their testes and their oviducts and
mm-hmm.
their ovaries, and hopefully at the end going to be able to assess when they're mating, when they're reproducing. And the guys up in St. Louis are doing some hormonal stuff so we can kind of see how their hormone profiles are changing throughout the year so we can compare to their native range. So maybe learn a little bit about how organisms invade new environments and how they can exist there. So
right.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. My sister actually takes your lab.
Yeah, I wondered about that. When
yeah.
I saw Tinsley, I was like, yeah, Jordan works in the lab. She works there on Wednesday. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
she's in my Wednesday group.
Yep, she's also told me about the lizard smell.
Yeah, they don't smell good. Yeah, I was hoping that they were going to fix those things in formalin. Formalin fumes, you know, you can at least put something under a fume hood, but
mm-hmm.
the carrion smell is pretty awful. And,
yeah.
And to get the hormone profiles, they've already thawed these once and then refroze them, so it's even worse. But, you know, it happens. So we'll be interesting to see what kind of data we get from the histology that we're going to do to track sperm development and whatnot, but
right.
it should be decent enough. Sperm are pretty tough, so I don't think they're going to decompose too fast, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
What is the overall goal, I guess, of this study?
You know, I'm sure Florida Fish and Game, you know, to give us these lizards, they like to know more about these so they can kind of make management plans in a direction that might be more useful. So if they know when they're reproducing, maybe they can make management plans
mm-hmm.
to be around those times so that they can eliminate them faster or easier. Those are the kind of things that they look for. For me, I like to learn stuff. I like
mm-hmm.
to study stuff. So I don't really have any goals. I mean, part of the reason why I became a teacher and I like teaching people stuff. So to me, these are great projects because students get to dissect big lizards,
mm-hmm.
pull their guts out and see what's inside of them and learn
Take
how
a look.
To, learn how to do some scientific techniques. And then maybe they can go on and do something really special. And, you know, that's to me, that's the thing I enjoy about it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I have been warned today not to ask you about fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a passion of yours.
I did go this week. This was my first week of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Me and a guy named Darren and a guy named Dalton went out to Cedar Lake. Darren and Dalton. Well, Dalton won Angler of the Year in the Southern Illinois Kayak League the last 2 years. Darren was the 2023 winner, and I was the 2022 winner. So this was a big, big day. We met. We each put $10 in a hat, and it was a big fish wins for the past three Anglers of the Year. And it was cold. Water temperature was 40 degrees. Mm-hmm. I thought, man, I'm not going to be able to beat these young guys. They're really good. I've gotten old and I'm terrible now. I don't really fish very well anymore. But we got in the water. I made like 10 casts and I caught a big 5-pounder and that was it. I won. So forget those young guys this year.
Beat them, so. Sounds like you've got it in the bag.
No, it was great. It was a fun time. But yeah, I do a tournament series all summer with Southern Illinois Kayak Club. I was one of the guys that was an original member 8 years ago now, I think. So it's a fun thing. It gives me something to do over the summertime. I got real bad knees, so I don't hike around as much anymore.
Right.
But I can be in a boat all day, so that's fun.
Wonderful. Thank you. I don't have any more questions. It was really just about that initial research. But if you have any comments for our listeners or anything like that, I'd love to hear it.
Well, if you're out there and you want to go into biology and you're looking for a place to go and you want to play around in the lab and learn how to do stuff, SEMO's a great place. We got a lot of faculty doing interesting things, from Dr. Kirschman doing spider immunology stuff, mm-hmm. and Kelly Fritz doing aquatic ecology, and Jason Henry doing plant anatomy, Fidela Tuo doing bird conservation management. I mean, it's filled with a lot of good people that are doing a lot of interesting stuff. So if you're a student or somebody that wants to be a student someday, you know, there's always something to do. Getting involved early on is the best. Get doing things your freshman, sophomore year in college. Learn more things. Makes your CV look better for the future. So.
Right. Thank you so much for coming in with me today.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.